Today's reading begins in Hosea chapter 14, verse 1. Hosea 14, verse 1. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity, accept what is good, and we will pay with bulls the vows of our lips. Assyria shall not save us, we will not ride on horses, and we will say no more, our God, to the work of our hands. In you the orphan finds mercy. I will heal their apostasy, I will love them freely, for my anger has turned from them. I will be like the dew to Israel, he shall blossom like the lily, he shall take root like the trees of Lebanon. His shoots shall spread out, his beauty shall be like the olive, his fragrance like Lebanon. They shall return and dwell beneath my shadow, they shall flourish like the grain, they shall blossom like the vine, their frame shall be like the wine of Lebanon. O Ephraim, what have I to do with idols? It is I who answer and look after you. I am like an evergreen cypress, from me comes your fruit. Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the upright walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. Moving to the book of Joel, chapter 1. Joel, chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders, give ear, all inhabitants of the land. Has such a thing happened in your days or in the days of your fathers? Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children and their children to another generation. What the cutting locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust has left, the hopping locust has eaten. And what the hopping locust left, the destroying locust has eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and weep and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the sweet wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, powerful and beyond number. Its teeth are lion's teeth, and it has the fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste my vine and splintered my fig tree. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it down. Their branches are made white. Lament like a virgin wearing sackcloth for the bridegroom of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn, the ministers of the Lord. The fields are destroyed, the ground mourns, because the grain is destroyed, the wine dries up, the oil languishes. Be ashamed, O tillers of the soil, wail, O vine dressers, for the wheat and barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. The vine dries up, the fig tree languishes, pomegranate, palm, and apple, all the trees of the field are dried up, and gladness dries up from the children of man. So Hosea chapter 14 is the final chapter. And Hosea concludes his prophecy with a call for Israel to repent and a promise of God's forgiveness and a future restoration. The people must humble themselves. They must put away the work of their hands. They must worship God and God alone. But he promises that he would heal their apostasy. He would love them freely. He would turn his anger away from them. Today has also marked the beginning of the book of Joel. Joel is concerned with the day of the Lord, a coming time when God will judge the world and make all things right. We don't really have any biographical information about the prophet Joel other than his father's name, Pethuel. The date of the book also is uncertain. Scholars say that the possibilities have a pretty wide range. Some say it could be as early as the 8th century B.C., and others say that it could have been composed after the Babylonian exile during the 5th century B.C. You see a couple of mentions of a temple, and if it's that early time period, then it could have been Solomon's temple. If it's the later time period, it could have been the rebuilt temple. But the first half of the book focuses on disaster and judgment for Judah, while the second half focuses on the restoration of Judah and the judgment of Judah's enemies. The book opens up by calling the people to realize that the calamity that has come upon them, this invasion of locusts, is a precursor to a military invasion that they can expect as judgment unless they repent. They need to lament. They need to be ashamed. They need to realize their condition. It's a little bit of a short reading today, but I hope that you can dwell on these things and realize that God truly is good and God truly wants us to have a relationship with Him. But that only comes through our humbling of ourselves and repenting of sin in our lives. Then we can truly approach Him, do as He wills, and cultivate that relationship and have His spiritual blessings. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.